Hello, it's Ben, and welcome to On This Day for October 21, a day which saw Elton John receive his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1975. And in 1977, Meatloaf's landmark album, Bat Out of Hell, was released, going on to sell over 14 million copies. While in 2001, following the September 11 terrorist attacks, Michael Jackson organises and headlines a benefit concert for the victims' families. Artists who performed included Mariah Carey, Aerosmith, Rod Stewart, and Pink.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin.
Birthdays celebrated today include Judith Scheindlin, a.k.a. Judge Judy, who turns 78.
Don't try to teach a pig to sing. It doesn't work and it annoys the pig.
Australian tennis player Bernard Tomic turns 28. Those are tennis noises, right? And Star Wars actress and mental health warrior Carrie Fisher would have turned 64 today. 2014 also saw the loss of Australia's 21st Prime Minister, Gough Whitlam, passing away at the age of 98. His lasting legacy would be the Medicare system Australians enjoy today.
Our plan for a single health insurance fund has been carefully costed to ensure that 4 out of 5 Australian families will pay less than they do under present arrangements, and 350,000 Australian families will pay nothing.
And that is On This Day for October 21.